We're talking today about the factors that limit data quality in the expanded program on immunization in low and middle income countries. Thank you so much for talking with us about this.
Thank you, Kendall. It's my pleasure.
So I wondered if first, since some folks coming across this might not be so familiar, what is it you're talking about? What are the goals of the expanded program on immunizations?
Thanks, Kendall. So many people know expanded program on immunization, and this program basically makes sure that every person is protected from vaccine-preventable diseases. That's the main goal of why expanded program on immunization exists.
And so what, I mean, obviously immunizations are really important to public health. I think we all can appreciate that. But what got you thinking about issues of data quality in this area, in this context?
Yeah, so, you know, when I started working at Shifo Foundation, what we have come to understand is that immunization is a great public health tool, and we strive to make sure that everyone gets life-saving vaccines. But what we have realized is that the data which can help health workers and decision makers and organizations reach every person with vaccines is suboptimal. So if I give you a concrete examples, so let's say that you are a health worker and your goal is to immunize every child in your community, for example. And then what you should know is how many children you have in your community, how old they are, and who has received what vaccine, who is coming for follow-up, and who is missing. So this is some of the very basic but vital information, for example, that nurses should possess to vaccinate the children. So what we have seen in many countries, especially in low-income countries, is that this information is unavailable easily, or the quality of the data is very poor, which means that if the health worker, for example, doesn't know how many kids she has in her community, she cannot properly plan to deliver X amount of vaccines to all of them. And the same happens also with the decision-making at all the different levels. So if you are responsible for, let's say, a big community and on a district level, you need to know how many health facilities are delivering vaccines, which health facilities have enough vaccines, syringes, which health facilities have enough health workers, are they doing outreaches or not. So you see that to be able to run a proper expanded program on immunization, it's vital to have the data. So data is really a catalyst for us to do the right things and do them right. And for me, data is also one of the fundamental aspects to ensure there is accountability, there is transparency, and there is proper ownership of the program. That's why we really wanted to make sure that we do this assessment and review the literature using a scoping review method and try to get some answers to our questions.
Right. So can you talk more about what it was you set out to do in this paper?
Absolutely. So we have three main objectives in mind. We wanted to look at the state of data quality in expanded program on immunization in specifically low and middle income countries. And we wanted also to assess what were the different factors that were causing low or high data quality. And thirdly, what could be done to improve the data quality? These were the three main areas or questions we were looking at.
And so how did you go about first assessing data quality? Like, how do you measure that?
So that's a great question, because what we have realized after reviewing many papers was that there wasn't really a consensus of what we mean by data quality. And it was one of the findings that there is no accepted consensus of, you know, data quality. So, and it's one of our recommendations actually to define data quality in a way that could be accepted and used by everyone. But for me, you know, personally, the data quality comprises of various aspects. And one of them is that if the data is complete, if it's consistent, if it's reliable, if it's timely, you know, these are some of the ingredients of which we can use to assess if data is of quality or not. But when we were looking at this literature, we were using basically the published articles and referring to how the authors defined the data quality.
And so what did you find about sort of why the data quality was poor in some places, or to ask another way, what did you find were some of the important barriers to better quality data?
Yeah, so there were a number of factors behind poor data quality. And when I refer to the data quality, we were looking at both the numerator and the denominator. So you can call it as a vaccine coverage, for example, indicator. And some of the factors that, you know, are causing poor data quality, we can group them into specific chunks or specific structures. And one of them is actually the tools. The tools that are used by health workers to collect and report the information. And we refer to these as structural weaknesses in health information systems. So if I can be, you know, if I can give you some examples from the field, for example, there are tools to collect health information, and they can be really challenging for health workers to fill in if, for example, they are using paper-based data reporting formats. So it was one of the factors. The second factor was the governance. It's availability of and implementation of policies to make sure that data collection, reporting, analysis, and interpretation, all these processes for proper data management are in place. So we have seen lack of standardization in data collection tools within the country and within different districts, and sometimes even among health facilities, that they use different types of various processes. So this is another factor, and I'm not going to go into the detail because it's all available in the paper. And the third factor was actually connected with the people. And it's a lot of articles that actually highlighting the detrimental effect of inadequate health worker training on immunization data quality and capacity, right? The capacity building in health workers in areas of data management. So you may imagine that when people do not really understand why data is important and why it should be properly collected, reporting, analyzed, and used. And it causes then, I would say, you do not value data and you don't give it a priority or importance. So this was another factor that we have identified.
And so where do you go from here, or how do you hope that this information that you've uncovered might be put to work to improve things?
That's a great question. What we are describing in the article as well, some of the ways that the literature is suggesting the next steps, and one of them is basically based on our findings, is improving the processes and strengthening the capacity of the health workers to manage the data properly. And, from what I have learned when we were working on this paper and from my own experience, is that these four structures that we have referred to, people, processes, tools, and governance, these should be strengthened simultaneously, because all of them have a very big influence on how the data quality turns out to be. So when you strengthen the capacity of people to collect and use good quality data, you also need to make sure that the health workers, for example, are given user-friendly, proper tools that reduce their administration, for example, that do not add a lot of burden to the to the few health workers we have in the sector, especially in low and middle income countries. So one needs to make sure that the health workers are using the best tools that are available. And the other one is the processes. One has to also make sure that the health workers have a capacity and good processes and standard operating procedures to help them navigate in their daily jobs. Because the data collection process happens as you're providing the services to immunization services. And of course, the governance, the structure, the policies, and the governance structures that are available in every country, in every district, and health facility need to also be enabling for the health workers do their best and provide immunization services to people. So these were some of our findings and recommendations in the paper.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you wanted to say in particular, or that you'd like for people to know on this issue?
I would just like to finish by saying that data is the greatest tools for decision making. So I hope that, we will wake up one day to find out that data is really used. It's one of the top agendas. And people use data in all spheres of their lives, including to deliver the life-saving vaccines to everyone. So once the data use and the data quality strengthen, I believe that we will see a different world. And I hope that, with being consciously aware and competent in this field, in the health and other sectors, will really help us to have transparent, accountable health systems and other systems to make sure, especially, that the marginalized and unprivileged communities and societies that are being neglected or that are not having access to the vital health services are not left behind. That's why we need to use data. We need to work on strengthening the data quality and its use to achieve the, you know, all the goals, including the sustainable development goals that we dream to achieve.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kendall. It's my pleasure.